Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Yo, yo. Yo, yo.
Okay. Yo, yo.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, we're back for another installment of Better
Off
70 No Filter Radio, brothers. So, everybody, we're here. We're going to be here every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central, well, 9 p.m. Eastern time, because most of you are from, like, the East Way on East Coast time. So we are here live this week. Today we're going to have Dot calling in. So whenever he calls in, I'll put lit. We're lit today.
I think so. I wanted to talk about, like, an actual topic today. Like, first we'll go into, like, what's been happening in battle rap world, but then I wanted to go into an actual topic, something to talk about. Because I feel like with topics, like, there's so much you can talk about, and then, you know, so much can evolve from that. And y'all might like the topic we talk about tonight. Y'all might find this one interesting. But what's been going on?
People might get offended if they're listening, so...
Oh, well, if you get offended, get thicker skin. That's all I can say.
Tough
if you're offended,
titty.
Get
then
tough skin.
Tough titty.
Cry baby. Suck your mama titty. That's all I can say. what has been going on in battle rap world, though? There was a joint that just happened in London, right? The London joint. I watched some of it, and they were all one-rounders. Like, they legitimately were all one-rounders. All of them.
But who was, like, okay, so who all did you see?
I seen Hollow the Don and whoever he battled. I can't remember.
Pat Stay. They say he did them. He won that battle, but one-rounders are typically... like hard.
The thing is,
like,
I'm not a big fan of one rounders. Because I can't tell if you really won or, you know what I'm saying? One rounders just don't do it for me. Like, I hate one rounders. I really, really do. I hate
them. One of my all time favorite battles, though, happens to be like a one rounder. And I think that.
What battle is that?
Young Ill and T Rex. Like it might
okay,
be
okay.
Top two. That's top two, and then, of course, JC and Chilla. It's a lot of fire battles, but, like, that one-rounder for me was, like, it was, I don't know what the fuck it was. They just both brought enough energy for me, and I was happy to see them both doing what they did in that one-rounder. But I would be disappointed to see Hollow and Pat stay with the one-rounder, so I didn't catch it.
No, yeah.
I don't know what
the
guy was doing, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of one rounders. I can't lie. One rounders don't do it for me.
Who else did you see?
I don't know. I seen Matt Hoffa, and he battled some London nigga. I don't remember his name.
Because they said he was crying. Like, he not
always
crying,
does.
But like whining. Like, there's no crying in baseball.
Like,
there's no fucking whining in like fucking battle.
Like,
but
he
what was
he
upset?
I don't remember what he was whining about this time, but he's always crying about something. He is one of the most, I love Matt Hoffa, but I feel like he is so emotional. Like, I feel like he gets upset over the littlest things. And I heard, like, he had posted on his Facebook, something happened with the league owners, he ended up having to pay for his flight back home.
Flight back home. I seen that. I seen that he had to pay.
I'm not sure.
JC said it too, though. He said that he was. I don't know if he ever dropped the blog. I never went back and checked his page, but he said he was going to. He said that he was going to drop a blog about the janky promoters, like he said he was. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Apparently it's like a. It was like a big thing. Like they didn't. They didn't pay for their flights to go back home or something like that.
That's some bullshit. First of all, because that's
that
another country. So I don't know how much it costs to fly to fucking
probably
London.
Probably an arm and a leg.
Yeah, I don't have an arm and a leg to spare. So I would have been stuck over there. I'm like, y'all going to have to give me citizenship, bitch. Because
seriously, that's some. Yeah, that's not. I think league owners need to do a better job with how they handle their battle rappers. Like they really got to do a better job. Y'all got to make sure that they... I'm just not sure how a flight was booked to go to London and a return flight. That's, like, common sense, like, you book a return flight. Like, I think, unless he was planning on...
Unless he was planning on
living in London, I just don't understand how he just didn't get a return flight. Like, I'm just... I don't know. That baffles me, like, how you did not get a return flight. Like, I don't get it. But anyway, anywho, that was the flight the London battle. I'd only seen two, though. And I also heard that they did not tell the fans that the battles were going to be one-rounders.
And that's when it probably was a problem for everybody. Because... I don't know. People in London even were saying, like, oh, they did some kind of dirty bogus. So who the fuck was this league? What's this league that did this?
I don't remember the name of the league, but I know the next – I got to find out that I know to stay far away. Like, because all I've been is
that
the
dumbest shit ever.
First, we hear that, you know, they don't have any return flights. All these battle rappers are stranded. They got to pay for their own flights. And now they booking their own fans. They swindling their own fans. They telling them that they're going to be full battles, and they ended up being one-rounders. What it sounds like to me is that they just didn't have enough money to, A, pay for the battle rappers' return fights, and, B, pay for full actual battles because, you know, certain battle rappers are charged less for one-rounders than they would for whole three rounds. So it sounds like they just didn't have enough money.
I think Jesse had posted, like, written, and I don't think he was really made aware until, like, last minute that it was a one-rounder. I don't think he was made aware until a little later. Now, I don't know how true – this is hearsay or whatever. This is me going off of maybe I was halfway asleep. But I just – I wish he had dropped the – well, let me see. Let me check and see if he dropped that blog. But I don't think – they should, like, I don't know, that's just bogus to me. And I didn't watch it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to go back and read and listen to his blog. But I know that he had said something about something had happened with him in his Arsenal battle, and he was going to clear it all up. So I'm going to have to actually go back and listen to that and see what the whole mix-up was, because I've just been hearing... I don't know. I've been hearing that he didn't know it was going to be a one-round battle, or he did know, or I don't know what the situation was. But apparently, this whole London thing was a huge fiasco. So
I'm just looking at the caption on his page. It says, "JC explains why BOTBUK battles were changed to one rounders." So to my, maybe they originally weren't one rounders. Then that's my assumption. So that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's just corny. I just don't understand how that works. Like, I just don't understand why. Like, my thing is that you got to keep your word. Like, if you can't keep your word, then what's the point? That's my thing. You got to. And speaking of keeping your word, there's also something that I just got to touch on real quick that just really irked my nerves. Really, really irked my fucking nerves. Y'all know that I am the trap ambassador. You guys know this already. I am the trap ambassador, and I am for everything the Trap New York. And we just had a card this past Sunday So shout out to everybody that came out and supported. We just had a card this past Sunday, Last Man Standing 3. If you were at Last Man Standing 2 last year, you know these cards be fucking fire. And we was expecting the same type of turnout tonight, and unfortunately, we just had a lot of selfish shit happen. Some of the people that were supposed to be on the card ended up, you know, no-showing or backing out, like, last minute. And I'm talking about super, super last minute. One guy...
Last minute like what?
Last minute was less than 24 hours last minute, or, like, in an hour last minute. One guy, we hit him up to see where he was at. Homie told us that he was on the road to us, and then just ended up never coming. And somebody else just wasn't answering their phone. My thing is that, like, if you give somebody a word, if you a man, be a man about it and just be like, yo, homie, I'm not going to be able to come, so on and so forth, that guy, yada, yada, yada. Be a man. Stand by your word. Like, just be a man. If I can't do something, I'm going to tell you I can't do it. Like, I'm going to just be like, straight up, I cannot do this. I got things to do, yada, yada, yada. I just never understood how whenever it's time for a battle, life always seems to affect battle rappers every time when there's a battle about to happen. Like, I don't know if I'm the only one who notices that life always used to happen when niggas have a battle. Like, you, Monday through Friday, you fine. The day of your battle, you happen to get arrested. The day of your battle, your grandmother's cousin's best friend died. The day of your battle, your baby mother just comes and drops the kids off. Like, it always happens on the day of niggas' battles. Like, that shit always seems to baffle me. Like, I never get it. But shout out to everybody that came, though. And we also got another event coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah, in 2 weeks. So this don't stop the move. We've been having a crazy successful year, so this is just like a little hump in the road. It ain't nothing, though. Small thing to a giant. Small minor setback for a major comeback? I think that's what, yeah. Minor setback, major comeback. Yeah. But I just wanted to touch on something. I just feel like if you no-show one time, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, if I'm a league owner, I'm not a league owner, but if I have a league and I book you and you no-show, I'm never booking you again. Like, it's a dub. There's no going back.
They give people a lot of more chances than what I'm willing to. I look at it like, this is when everybody, like, part of me is selfish with battle rap, and I just wanted to stay underground. Because in the process of trying to transition, people lose sight of the rawness of the fucking culture itself. So everything gets about money, then... It's crazy. People want to be professionally about their money, but they don't want to be professional. So they want, like, this whole, they want
that's
to be
dope,
professional.
Yeah,
they cash, but then they act like fucking niggas. Like, you, if you're going to deal street shit, keep it that level. If you're going to deal on a professional level, keep it professional. From the time you get the contract, discuss it, negotiate it, sign it, to the time you walk in that bitch, you perform and do what the fuck you're paid to do, to the time you leave. Like, and that goes for the lead owners, promoters, and for the fucking battle rappers, like, from start to finish.
That's just everybody. Just, I personally feel like once you no show, you back out, that's dub. I'm never, ever, there's no more, I don't care what happened to you, nothing personal. It's just a business standpoint. Like, that's all it is. It's nothing personal, it's just business. I'm not going to give you 2 opportunities to burn me. You burnt me once, I'm not going to give you a second opportunity to do the same thing twice. That's just me personally. Like, if I look out for you and put you on and you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't come through, that's it. Dub. No more. That's it. It's over. Like, Nico's good on that.
I don't like that. No,
Sam is good on that.
And I don't respect excuses. I'm sorry. It's just like...
I'm not a big fan of excuses either.
If your rounds were already written, if something came up that day that actually, like, physically prohibits you from making it to the venue, okay, I might let that, like,
but what
fly.
Is it that's
but
really physically
that,
preventing,
like,
you
no.
from coming?
Nothing should.
What
if we
can we
realistic.
Say it's physically preventing you from coming, though? Like, for real, for real, like... Me personally, something that's preventing me from coming is my, God forbid, my mother passing, God forbid, my father passing, or somebody in my immediate family passing. That is something that is literally prohibiting, and they have to pass on that day or that weekend, whatever. That is something that is really prohibiting me from coming. Not like, oh, you know, God got pulled over. How is it that you got pulled over? And then you, I just don't understand battle rappers. Like, I understand life happens. I just don't understand how life,
you know,
always seems to happen on the day of battle.
The funniest excuse, I think, was Couture when she didn't make it to that Queen of the Rings card.
She said on Sunday. She got her tooth pulled on Sunday.
It must have been like an emergency root canal. Like, that shit is ridiculous.
I've never been to the dentist on a Sunday. I didn't know that they were open on Sundays.
I don't think they are. I'm almost positive that they aren't.
That they're not. She's from Rhode Island, so maybe it's different out there in Rhode Island. Me, all I can say is in New York, I've never been to the dentist on a Sunday in New York. I didn't know that they were open on a Sunday.
Like, that's maybe trying to be funny.
Listen, like I said, I'm not going to say that they're not. All I'm saying is I personally never been to the dentist on a Sunday. So that is
It had to be an emergency root canal. That cavity and that fucking tooth had to go. Like, it just had to.
She literally had to have woken up that Sunday and her tooth was about to explode. There's no other reason as to why he wasn't on the phone. Like, there's no other reason. Nothing else would make sense to me. I mean, nothing else makes sense to me.
I think we got a caller.
Somebody wants to go live.
So I'm going to let them go live. 917-855. Go ahead. You're on with Tam and Gina. That rocks, Tam and Gina.
Hello.
What's good, y'all? What up?
Who is this?
What the fuck you gonna say? You hear me?
Oh my god, this is Fettuccine Linguini.
Good, y'all.
You gotta introduce yourself. You up and coming. Hello.
What up?
You gotta introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are. You are Fettuccine.
Fettuccine, nigga. What's poppin', man? It's y'all show, though, man.
I'm surprised you don't be showing us no love.
I kind of got popular in that kind of time, and so,
I got kind of popular during that time, so
a phone battle got to be, like, luck to somebody.
He got popping, or so he thought. You know what I'm saying? Filling himself. Don't forget where you came from, though. That's all I'm saying.
Niggas gonna get Hollywood. That's when it becomes a problem. But I just wanted to call because you talk about the trap shit, man, and I'm fucking tight about that shit.
I'm disappointed.
I mean, listen. I just had to talk about it real quick. I had to touch on it because I'm over it, but I still think it's a little corny. I'm over the situation, but I still think it's a little corny about what happened. Just because I know certain people have been putting their necks out and making sure that people get, and there's a certain somebody who's been asking for a trap card for the longest and just never, and just, you know,
ended up dubbing it.
That shit is fucked up
because niggas put in work to this platform, man, and niggas is making
it all the time, but you know, small steps for a major comeback. What do you have going on in your schedule?
Yeah, I know January, I'm back.
Listen, we don't even have to touch on what's happening with you right now, like, especially when it's coming down to the trap. It's going to be a really crazy... I'm not going to. Yeah, don't even tell nobody what you got in the works. Don't say it. We're going to wait, and we're going to shit on everybody, and everybody's going to be sick. But besides...
You know what, Nico, we don't hold the trap responsible. Like, to me, it doesn't bring down the value of the trap.
It definitely doesn't, but it just boils down to this.
Mercy tried to give a few people opportunities, and they didn't appreciate it, and that's it.
No, I never was a fan of
all this out-of-town shit, but, you know, Mercy, he... he got the trap, him and Peso got the trap to where it's at now. So it's like, of course, I'm like, I'm not going. I mean, who am I to say something about it? But I never was a fan of the Out of Town shit.
I'm someone to say something.
Niggas I came up with, niggas I started with, supposed to be where I'm at right now with me. They ain't get there because niggas backed out on them. Niggas been doing this shit for a whole year. It's the whole year I've been
this is a fact.
So it's like, I never was a fan of the Out of Town.
A whole year. A whole year, and what's in the world for Fettuccine is amazing. Especially, he just battled. Can you tell us who you just battled couple weeks ago?
What you said?
Who did you just battle a couple weeks ago?
Nigga, Sammy in Chicago.
Sammy 100 in Chicago on Gorilla Wolf for that crazy 2-weekend.
We had
and
Sammy
had the best.
Yeah.
He had
what?
The best. That was one of the best battles that weekend. Just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Like the second best. Maybe the third best. I think it was like the third best.
Third best? I don't think so. I'm not going to say third best.
I think Old Red and Daylight was the best battle, and then I think JC and Newborn was probably like the second best battle, low key.
I'm
going to
say
JC and
Newborn
body,
was
but
like
Newborn
third best to me, but hey.
You said Newborn didn't get bodied.
I said in the building, niggas were saying he got bodied in the building, but I was standing right there.
Born legitimately almost got bodied. He almost got bodied, like legitimately.
Look, no,
I called in the building,
I called it 2-1. So I gave JC the first two. I gave Born a third. I don't see, he didn't get bodied.
Yo, listen.
He almost did.
Born third was the same as
JC's
first.
Round, he would have gotten bodied. Listen, Born if he didn't have a good
Born ended off the way JC started off. So it's kind of like debatable.
Right, but I'm saying if he hadn't done that, he would have gotten bodied, though. Like, that's the thing.
If he didn't
do a damn good job on his third round, that would have been a clear body. Like, it would have been no debate about it. But he always does, he gets upset in his third round because niggas is not, you know, niggas don't care about his first and second. He gets emotional and starts bugging out in his third round, and then you end up edging it to him. But if that hadn't happened, then he would have gotten bodied. So I'm not going to say that was, like, a good battle. That was a good battle for JC. I'm talking about a fight, an actual good battle, like a back and forth that was Excel on High Behalf and Fettuccine and Sammy 100. Other than that, all the rest of the battles was corny. Sorry.
That's it.
Other than that, the other battles were just, wasn't feeling it, so... All the other ones just wasn't telling it. But what else we got on the works, yo? What else you got in the works, Fetty?
What battles and shit? My next battle's in the trap, January 17th.
This is a fact.
And after that, I got the PG in February.
That's a fact. Another PG.
And then, after
that,
I don't know.
We're supposed to have a PG. Badassi, his opponent has some family emergency, so he's not even going to be able to... You're not going to be able to come through.
If I'm not mistaken, he's
got another shot at it in February. If I'm not mistaken, I think he said that he's got another shot at it in February. So that should be dope. Because I know that they had offered him to, like, you know, do something else with somebody else, but I feel like he does. It's definitely going to be vaulted. I feel like they just thrown him anything just to throw him anything, and I don't feel like they really taken it that seriously. So I was like, I agree with him. Like, don't do it. Wait until you get another opponent, write again, and then cook that nigga. Because, you know, we niggas from the trap, all we do is cook niggas, so you know how that goes. Oh, but I wanted to get into our topic, Jay. Can we get into our topic while we...
We can. Let me... Fetty, I'm going to put you on pause for a second. Let me check this other caller because they've been waiting for a second.
What's the topic?
Hold on 1 second. I'm putting you on pause for a second, and I just need to talk to them. 347-300-2-I. Yeah, who that?
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, y'all? Status, Life Too Short, NHBB in the motherfucking building, you are?
Oh, man. NHB is on the phone. NHB is status.
Life too short.
Who is the one with the braids? Like,
man, y'all right. Nah, yo, you hear me, man? I just wanted to shout you out, man. I fuck with y'all heavy, man. I'm going to support y'all. No, like,
oh, we appreciate you calling up, and we appreciate you fucking with us and listening. We really do. Like, every call counts, and we definitely appreciate the love and the support.
Most definitely, y'all. Yo, I'm going to still listen, but y'all do what y'all do, man. Life too short, man. NHB is good.
You get on my nerves with this hashtag, life too short.
Thank you for calling and showing up. We really appreciate it.
All right. What's up, y'all?
All right, so now we're going to get into...
Hold on, Nico. Let me run down these calls real quick before we go into our topic, because I need to see
we who got everybody a couple.
Is. We got like a few. This shit lit a little bit. Hold on. So we got 773-317. You are live with Tal Rap, Tam, and Gina. Talk to me.
Man, it's Sammy Wild, honey. What's good?
What's going on, Sammy?
I'm chilling, man. Just chilling. That's about it.
We just had your last opponent online on the phone.
Who's 13?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. What are you talking? So professionally, yes.
What, y'all had a Ouija board to talk to him or something?
Ah, no,
ha, ha, ha. You funny, but we both know you guys, so let's keep playing with Sammy. Sammy, let's keep. I'm
you said we had a Ouija board?
Right,
I don't think. No,
I'm not trying to go there with Sammy
him.
Right now. No, I'm not trying to go there with Sammy tonight. I'm really not. We went there with him last week.
Unless we let Fettuccine say something back. Like, I don't think it's Fetta say. So I'm going to unmute Fetty. Fettuccine, you can talk too. Like, I got you back on.
No, we're not going to go there with Sammy tonight. Yeah. We're not going to go there with Sammy tonight. We're not going to go there with Sammy tonight.
How's it? How you have feeling in the upper room, man?
Oh, who that? Oh.
That's Sammy. He
said
he killed you.
Sammy said he killed you. Oh, man. I don't even want to see that boy again. I don't got to say nothing, man. I'm going to let that footage smoke if they ever drop it, man.
Nah, they're going to drop it because I swear that I'm putting
I know they're going to drop it, but they got a lot of battles to drop before that.
Okay,
man,
well,
they gotta drop that one.
Going.
Nah, we need that to drop soon.
Nah, that also well, because that was one of the best battles
then.
That weekend. So that was
me
one
and
of the
Mr.
Me versus
Mr. Mills dropping this week though.
All right, so make
okay.
sure y'all tune out to Sammy 100 versus Mr. Mills dropping. You said this weekend?
Yeah, it dropped this week. Nah, this week it might drop. Shit, it might drop tomorrow.
So make sure if it does drop, send us the link so we can, you know. We can share it and, you know, get it out there.
You know, I fuck with Mr. Mills, man. That's homegrown right
listen,
there.
And I don't want to hear, listen, after y'all see me versus Mr. Mills, I don't want to hear no more battle rappers say nothing about last minute because me and Mr. Mills took that battle from a week notice and we put on.
Well
niggas be crying,
but I've seen the trap nigga murder him already, but he's dope. He's cool.
Man, he's
really
cool.
Mr.
Mills
died.
Mr.
Mills
died
from Jay
Murder,
though. I'm
going to
say that.
He did what?
Mr. Mills died.
Jay Murder killed him.
Did he die?
No.
He admitted.
He died.
Yeah, Mr. Mills admitted.
He died.
Two rounds or some shit like that.
No,
Mr. Mills admitted.
So he had a shot for me and all that, so I'm glad the nigga choked. Down.
Nah, Mr. Mills died. Mr. Mills died to Jay Murder, and Samuel 100 is crazy enough to want to battle Jay Murder next. Like, he's crazy enough to want to have that.
Listen, he battled. You want to know why I'm going to wipe the floor with Jay Murder? Because I'm not going to play with him. And if he try that freestyle shit with me, it's over with because I'm the king of that.
No, this is different. Jay Murder is not human. His freestyles aren't human. They're not human. I'm not even sure if his freestyles. I'm not even sure if his freestyles are better than his actual.
Jay Murder can
like,
rap.
I don't even know
like,
what,
I'm gonna say that. Jay Murder
can
what's rap.
And listen, he only and listen. Mr. Mills wasn't prepared, man. Mr. Mills took 4 battles in a month.
I don't want to hear no excuses, boy. No excuses.
You're right.
Once you agree to battle rap, once you agree to do it, it ain't no. You can easily say no. You can dub it. You ain't got to do it. You can dub it. But you said,
I was originally on that card last minute, standing, but I didn't do that too close to the crown. I'd say, push it back.
No, Don't worry, man. Think about it. Things January coming, we're about to shit on it. So don't even worry.
So we're going to have to pause that talk. I got to get to everybody because I don't want to be selfish and not let everybody talk.
Listen, man. Let me ask you, man. This is my radio show now. You heard so. Put this nigga on pause.
Thank you,
Betty. I don't want to talk my shit.
You want to talk your shit? Right. I'm not going to mute you, Fetty, but I'm going to pull somebody else on the line for a second. I need to let everybody talk their shit. All
right.
Okay.
I'm not going to do this again.
347-986, you are live with Pam and Gina and Fettuccine.
So, y'all hear me?
Who this?
Anything fucking golden, bro.
Oh, my God.
Who the fuck is this?
This is the Ishmoola nigga, man. I said the wrong thing, man.
Hi, Ishmoola.
Oh, this is Kala. What up? What up, yo? What is it looking like, man?
Everybody want to call and talk today, so.
What's the subject?
Yo, Sammy, I know Sammy.
We do.
We can talk about me and my battles.
We're going to mute you guys so we can introduce the topic if you guys just be quiet.
All right. I'm finna mute them for a second. I need to just see who all these people want to say something for some reason. I think everybody just want to hear themselves talk.
Before you put them on live, let me go ahead and introduce the topic real quick because then we can go ahead and start talking to them about it and then we can go on and get our guest on. Came up with the topic tonight because I was talking to somebody about it, and they didn't even know that these people existed. And they very well exist, these battle rap, quote-unquote, groupies. They exist. I've seen them myself. They, like, exist. And when I say battle rap groupies, I'm not even just talking about bitches. I'm talking about the niggas, too. Every battle rap groupie niggas. Like, I don't even think y'all understand. There be battle rap groupie niggas. More than the bitches, though. Like, they just be a little bit more discreet about it, I guess. But they be...
They not discreet. It's just because they don't have a fucking vagina, so it doesn't seem as odd.
They don't... Let me not say they be too discreet. They just don't have a vagina, so niggas don't really count. You know, niggas don't really see them as groupies. But nah, there really be some battle rap groupie niggas out here. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're talking about battle rap groupies. And what do you think would make you a battle rap groupie though? Like what would make
who
you
the,
a battle rap groupie?
First I had a question of who thought they didn't exist.
I've heard people say like, oh, battle rap groupies, niggas, fuck out of here. Like I feel like once you a man and you a battle rap, like you're not a groupie. Like because there's so few of women in battle rap, it's like it kind of is hard for there to be.
You know what's fucked
men-y.
Up is you can't have a face. If you got like a half face, then they automatically assume you don't know shit about it, and you just there for like.
Once you look
God
like
knows
fucking,
what.
I'ma say it like it is. Once you look like me and you, it's like okay, these bitches probably don't know what the hell they talking about. These bitches probably don't know shit. They probably just need some dick, and that's it. And that's what they think it is, right? That's usually what they think it is. They just want some dick or something. No, I don't want any other dicks. I actually know what I'm talking about, and I just actually have an actual real love for battle rap, just like the rest of y'all. But I feel like they think that because it's so few women
what sets them apart from being a fan and then being a groupie? Because I don't know what...
That's what we need help trying to determine. What is the line between, like, groupie and then you just a fan? Like, because I'm a fan, I'm a supporter, but I don't fuck groupie. Like, I don't care what you do with your penis. I really don't. I care what you do with your bars. So what is the line between, like, you're a groupie or you're a fan? And I mean that for men and women, because I know a man groupie when I see one. Like, I know a battle rap groupie as a man when I see one. Like, I know one. Like, if you try and...
Well, what's a male groupie to you, then?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you now, Whoopi. Okay. Okay, all right, I'm gonna say this. Okay, say you have like a league owner who's like super duper fucking ugly, like OD ugly, like really ugly, but you just wanna fuck so you can get on the league, like you can get her to, like, you know, get throw you a battle real quick. That's a groupie. And I think that would make you a groupie. Like, if you wanna fuck a bitch just so you can get on a little bit, I feel like that makes you a groupie. I've seen and heard of battle rappers doing that just so that they can get on. I feel like that makes you a groupie. That makes you a battle rapper groupie, I think. If you fucking niggas or bitches so you can get shine in some way, some form, that makes you a groupie. Oh, one of the
actual, like, sex. I don't know if this necessarily has to be sex. I just think they certainly
get
some type
of sex.
I think it's
like,
if they want attention or acknowledgement from the battle rappers, opposed to just supporting, like, the actual, like,
right.
culture.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't have to actually be, it doesn't have to be, like, actual sex. Because when we was out of the crowd, it was groupies. It was bitches mad. Like, mad. Like, literally upset. Okay? Mad as hell because me and Jay was chilling and these bitches were upset. Listen, me and Jay, if you've seen us, we stayed in our own corner. We are a party by ourselves. So people would automatically be drawn.
Yeah, like, I don't pay much attention to nobody.
We
when
don't
I'm
pay
in my
attention
own
to
world.
Nobody. We are literally a party by the two of us. Like, the two of us are party together. And people would just be drawn to come fuck with us. People would recognize our faces from being in unbiased in various groups and shit and would just come up and say, what up? And bitches were pissed that their favorite fucking battle rappers was talking to us. Now, I'm talking about really pissed, though. I'm not going to say who. And these is well-known female battle. These bitches were pissed. That, like, Hitman was
speaking
to us. They was mad.
I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be nicer. I have to be like kind of, even though our shit is no filter radio, Nico, and I damn near like want to take that
it
shot.
It is no filter.
It's
no filter. If you don't want to take it, I will. It's no filter. Like, bitches were really upset that some of their favorite battle rappers. Like, I remember taking a picture with one of them. I remember taking a picture with Ty Law, right? I remember when we took a picture with Ty Law, right? Me and you took a picture with Ty Law. The second we was done taking a picture, one of them just ran up and grabbed him away. Because she was like, oh, no. Like, I don't want to fuck him. I honestly do not. Like, if you want to fuck him, that's fine. I just wanted to take a quick picture. That's it. End of story. That's it. But bitches really be, you know, up in arms about. And what I don't understand is this a whole other world of other men, yet we are going to sit here and argue about the 50 battle rap dicks that there are when there's like a gazillion other dicks out there. Yet bitches really sit and argue about the same 10 different dicks, and there's like a gazillion other ones to choose from. I'll never get it. I don't know. I guess bitches really like niggas with bars. I don't know. I guess.
niggas like bitches with bars too, man.
I don't have bars. I just know bars. Bitches, niggas like us, and we don't have bars. We just know bars. That comes.
I got
comes
bars.
Into play with
that. I'm sitting there.
I got bars, yo. Nico does not have bars.
I got bars.
Bars.
I don't got the skin to battle rap. Like, I don't have the skin or the temperament to ever actually battle.
I don't
battle,
have the bars for it. If somebody wants to be my girlfriend and say, Nico, yo, go ahead, I'll do it. But I don't have the bars. Like, I really don't. I have everything else. The aggression, the anger, the pissed offness. I got the face.
I'm like a snatches bitch type of person. I don't have the patience for it, so. No diss to y'all. I really actually commend battle rappers for keeping a cool head because the way people say to each other,
the things they say and do, once you, like, I feel like once you come into my personal space, we got, like, a big, big issue. Like, a big, big, big issue. But I respect battle rappers. I really do. Obviously, we respect y'all and we love what y'all do. If we didn't, we wouldn't be doing this. What we're doing right now. So I respect y'all because I can't, certain things that people say to me is like, oh, wait, we're not about to do that. Not today. Not on the Lord's Sunday. But battle rap groupies, what do y'all think battle rap groupies are? Like, answer our question. What do y'all think battle rap groupies are? Who are battle rap groupies? Do y'all know any? Like, anyone that y'all would consider battle rap groupies? Like, what would be a battle rap groupie? That's what we want to know. Tell us what a battle rap groupie is.
Who you want me to unmute? You want me to let Fettuccine speak on his battle rap groupies? Because he got plenty. They was in the back.
Oh, my God.
Fettuccine, linguine, ravioli.
Right. Okay, so go ahead, Fetty. What is a battle rap groupie?
I have no idea what y'all talking about. I don't know nothing about no groupies.
Oh, boy. I really was hoping he was going to keep it about. I was hoping he was going to keep it about.
No groupies, look.
We're going to mute him then, and we're going to pull on him.
Next. What is a battle rap groupie? 347-986?
Yes, 347-986.
What is a battle rap
groupie? Yeah, what the fuck is that? Say, what's that saying? I'm muted. That's just retarded. Oh, yo, what up? It's Moolah, man.
What is a battle rap groupie?
A battle rap groupie? I mean, maybe the type of girl that just like to be around niggas with bars. Like if you a bitch and you on every nigga dick at a battle event, like you just hopping around chilling with this nigga, chilling with that nigga, you just got everybody face all day and shit. That mm-hmm. should make you a battle rap groupie. Especially if you a battle rap girl, like if you a battle rapper as a female. And you in the uh-huh. venue or whatever, you around niggas, that'll make you a battle rap groupie to me because you got to be around niggas. You maybe networking or whatever the case may be. But
right.
You just a regular person, like, and you're not battle rap. If you're not a battle rapper and you don't know much about battle rap, then you just at events to see niggas and be around niggas and be in niggas' faces, and you're a battle rap groupie. That's it.
I can agree with that because I would say, like, when I go to events, I'll be networking and just be talking about bars. You can actually, I'll be talking about fucking bars and music and shit like that. I don't care about anything else with these niggas because they are famous for turning whatever you say and making it something completely different.
I don't know what a nigga groupie is, though. That shit right there, I don't know what that
they're
is. Like,
they're famous for turning whatever you say and making it into something else. So,
all right, take another call. Take another call.
If you see
okay.
me talking to somebody
in
the battle
rap groupie, we're going to
take another one. Number, what is that?
Do
you see that, Jay?
Yeah.
The 646-318. What is a battle
yeah.
rap groupie?
Oh, I could tell you right now. It's a bunch of battle rap groupies. What you want? You want the male or the female one? Which one you want?
I want both.
Who this we talking to?
Female.
Yo, listen, man. Listen. This is number one, too. I refuse to say my name up here because my voice, you should just know my voice. I refuse to even say my name. But listen, which one you want? You want both of them, you say? No, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
I'm
but
talking about first, though, because now the voice sounds familiar, but I would like to know my name.
Yeah, nah. I'm a Golden Squad groupie. You should know the number one Golden Squad groupie.
I know.
Yeah. You already know. Come on.
Okay, so tell us,
cause
I need to know the male and the female,
because
it's both. So I want to know
the,
I want to know who's who, what's what.
All right, so in my personal opinion, you got, like, these battle rap niggas where it's like, yeah, let me tell you something, man, they be in these bitches' inbox, something crazy. they will throw their companion under the fucking bus in a second.
This
yo, let me tell y'all something, yo. This real shit. That's why I only fuck with Golden Squad niggas, man. I done been in situations where a nigga be in a bitch inbox talking some crazy shit about me. I got bitches
that's
sending me fucking screenshots and shit. Like, yo, look at homie telling me all your business and everything. Like,
yeah,
but that's like,
bugging.
And these is niggas who the bitch didn't even holler at them. They just pulled up in her inbox like, oh, hey, I seen you throw a like on such and such picture. You want me to tell you something about them? Like, that's some lame
niggas
shit.
Niggas will just offer information without even
that's a little
to
too
anything.
Much.
Oh, no, nah, but it definitely happens, though, a lot. And it definitely happened with us a lot. I mean, I don't know.
I've had in my inbox these battle rap poopy niggas offering to just, like, eat groceries and don't know me from nowhere. So
hey.
I get it. Like, I mean, I'm not going to, we know who, but I mean, like, no, seriously, it really happens. Like, they just be offering
yo,
to
yo, let me tell you something.
Like,
These niggas will snitch on everybody and they mother for a tongue kiss, yo. Like, these niggas will lose their mind over a tongue kiss.
He said over a tongue kiss.
No, that's real shit, yo. That's real shit. I'm telling you.
He said
yo, over a tongue kiss, some of these niggas will lose their mind, man. Serious.
No, it's factual, though. Like,
I mean, y'all already know the groupies, ladies. I mean, y'all already know how they give it up.
We know how
I won't take it serious. I can't take it serious. A tongue kiss?
We already know how the female group is giving up. But I will say some, aside from like the certain couple niggas I know that actually get bitches in this battle rap thing, which is like a, maybe like a handful, the rest of them are some of the no pussy get in this
game. Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. I run with the two handful of niggas. Like, I run with them.
You don't have to tell me. I already know. I see you on a regular. I know. But I'm talking about some of the rest of these other corny niggas I have to pull up in the inbox to ask to eat butt.
Listen, don't eat the booty, especially off somebody you don't know.
Look,
you're going off of Facebook or
something.
Come on now, what the
eat,
fuck is wrong with you niggas?
You
it's in the milk.
That.
Something in the milk.
Listen,
stop drinking the milk, because niggas is retarded.
If you
could
pull
like,
up to my inbox or anybody else's inbox and offer to eat groceries and you don't know me from Sam, then, yo, that's you. Like, I mean,
that's how I'm running around, man. Diseases, niggas just see people boxing ass. They don't fucking know.
I don't have a problem with eating butt. I just have a problem with eating stranger butt. Like, that's my thing. Money butt, that's cool. Stranger butt is just, I don't know.
Okay,
but,
we're finna
okay.
pause you, and we're finna put on another call. Thank where
you,
we're
gonna,
I'm just going
cool.
down.
We're gonna unmute you in a second. 856-982. What is a battle rap movie? 856-982. You are live with Pam and Gina. No? Next. All right.
Yo. You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
hear you.
Oh, what up?
What's going on?
I don't know. Who's just like, just trying to fucking niggas, some niggas dick just because he got bars. You don't even really like his personality or nothing. You just trying to get some fame off you or whatever.
So you think, like, just seeing somebody at an event, you'd be like, oh, my God, you got bars. I'm gonna stop. Like,
you said the man or the woman?
The both. Like, because niggas will talk to female battle rappers that they shouldn't have bars and just fuck her just because, you know, she got bars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, like, do you think that they're really, like, actual girls that will go to battle up and then be like, oh, my God, he got bars on the fucking?
Yeah.
So I don't think so. I think there's got to be, like, some kind of line of attraction because I've heard the ugliest need to spit some bars, and I would come with a 10-foot pole. So I think there's got to be, like, a kind of sort of, like, there's got to be, like, a line of attraction. No?
I think so.
Attractive a little bit. Because if I don't find you attractive, then I don't care who bars you got. I don't care who bars you're talking about. You got to find the person, like, a little bit cute, or else it's going to be a dub. Like,
you know what? I don't even necessarily think it's a mental thing. I think it's, like, they just want a pretend status. They can't get near, like, industry rap niggas. I've seen somebody say this, too, and I totally agree. They can't get next to the industry rap niggas, so they do the next best thing. Like, these is like D-list, but for them, these are A-list ass niggas.
No offense. I'm not going to say they're not the next best thing, because right now, battle rap is getting into, you know, certain battle rappers have that, you know, I guess that sort of kind of fame or stardom. Some of them. But the niggas that these bitches be out here fucking, I would hardly ever say that they are anything like no next rapper. I mean, if you ain't trying to fuck a Suster or a Hitman or a Mook or a Loaded Lux or a Holler the Don or a Cliff or somebody, then you wasting your time. You are literally wasting your time. If you ain't trying to fuck one of them, what the hell you mean next to stardom? You cannot fuck one of them and expect to try and get on. Like, it don't work that way. That's a lot of dicks you're gonna have to be with before you kind of get to where you want to be. But I think I touched on the male battle rap movies, but I want somebody to tell me about the male battle rap movies. So we're gonna mute you, Mr. 856, for a second. And then we're going to take the next one because I think this person's been on for a minute. 219-433.
He pressed one?
I think so. 219-433.
I don't see him pressing one.
Okay,
I don't think he
so
pressed
never mind.
One.
Never mind. All right. So who else we got on? want to tell us what a battle rap groupie is?
I think Fettuccine want to talk again.
917, that's Fettuccine, right?
Yeah, 917.
Go ahead, Fetty. What's a battle rap groupie thing?
I thought y'all was talking about that. I had battle rap groupies. Then when I listened,
you do.
I realized what y'all was saying now,
Listen, man, it's the shoe fit. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about battle rap. Oh, I get it now. All right.
There's a lot of battle rap groupies.
Okay.
What do you consider a battle rap groupie, though?
Elaborate.
What is a battle rap groupie?
Yeah.
It's all different kinds. It's battle rappers that's groupie. It's battle rap people that's groupie. It's just, we all kind of groupies in a way.
So what would you consider to be a groupie, though? Who would you, like, what would make you a groupie?
Is just being involved in the industry when you don't really do nothing in that industry. And
okay,
involved,
so you don't really have, like, a title.
Genuine interest.
Even if you're not even a real, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just people that put themselves in situations purposely to gain something off of it or just to be around. A groupie don't gotta have no goal. They don't gotta have no, they just wanna be around sometimes. Groupies don't need goals, man.
That's the thing. Groupies don't need goals.
They just wanna be around sometimes. Not me, though, but.
Not you. All right.
I know who I roll with, Pep, and your boy Clip. So.
Okay, you roll with Pep. Pep is always going to be solidified, but Clip fucking savages.
Come on, man. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I ain't seen it. Well, I can talk about it because I've seen it. So I'll talk about it. But yeah, man, there's plenty of groupies out there, man. There's plenty of groupies out there. I don't think there's nothing wrong with groupies. Like I said, groupies. Oh yeah, he does have a porno with who? Your boy Clip. Why did I mention that?
I can't say his name without you mentioning the porno, though.
Nah, it's going to be a while before you mention his name and we not bring up the porno. It's going to be a minute. And don't be mad.
It's because you know what it is.
Listen. Let me tell you something about Clip. Clip was lit before the porno shit, man. I know that for a fact.
I'm not saying he wasn't.
All right. That's all I want to say, man.
I'm not saying he wasn't. What I'm saying is I'm not the one who told him to do it. He did it on his own.
You know what it is? It's just like that bitch was so big and Clip so little. It's like she gave birth to this nigga. It's like he was newborn size. And that bitch was a 9 months. She was a. How long do elephants be pregnant?
I don't know how long the elephant.
I'm just saying. Shorty gave birth to that nigga after like 10 months or whatever the fuck an elephant carry kids. Because Shorty was big as a house. And he little as shit. I don't even know how to fuck. I'm not knocking BBWs. Kudos to the big bitches. Get your nut, baby.
No,
get in where you fit.
But it's like when you
but
are
God
like
damn it.
Fuchsia next to Stuart Little, it's like, bruh, that's a big-ass difference in size and body shape and everything, and height, weight.
I'm just scared. I would be
skin
scared.
All I'm saying is, it's going to be a minute before you say Clip and me not reference to the porno. That's all I'm saying. It's a little scandalous. It's something, I mean, come on.
He said he was only like 23 at the time or 21 or something. It was like more than 5 years old or something. He swore he got paid $5,000, which I don't believe. But, I mean, he said he did to do it. So,
yeah,
I mean, if that's get it how you live.
Listen, hold on. I'm never knocking it. We ain't gonna be talking about this shit. All I'm saying is, if you got paid $5,000, cool. I don't care. All I'm saying is, you cannot expect us not to say something. When we hear
come on
the
now.
Name Clip.
He don't care. He don't care. He
don't
give a fuck with nobody.
Yo, wait, Pep wants to get back on. I'm about to unmute Pep. So Pep, Pep probably gonna curse us out. Pep.
Yeah.
Pep gonna curse us out.
Hello.
We hear you.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Y'all definitely bugging, yo. So, listen, I don't give a fuck if my nigga got five. No, listen, I don't give a fuck if my nigga got 500 for that, yo. There's niggas out here fucking the fucking nastiest bitches fucking for free. Ain't no, yo, let me tell you something. There is no free. Let me tell you something. Can I tell y'all number one rule over here? Real shit. This is real shit, ladies. And trust me, y'all never going to really meet too many niggas like this. But there is no free dick over here. I do not give bitches free dick. Simple as that. That shit is like, and my bitches is sitting right here next to me. My bitches is sitting right here next to me, and they will, like, you know what I'm saying? They'll tell you that shit valid. There's no free dick over here. None whatsoever. Like, bitches got to pay.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and validate that. Pep is talking like he's not.
Nah, it's real shit. These niggas are running around. I'm telling you, yo, you don't know what a nigga do for a cunt kiss nowadays, yo. I'm telling you.
I keep saying
that for a reason, because I know the person is listening to this radio station. But listen, we're not even talking about that. But niggas would do anything for a tongue kiss, man. I'm not giving no free dick to nobody.
He keeps saying that he would do anything for a tongue kiss. And when I said he's not lying, I meant he's not lying about his bitches sitting right there. That's what I meant to say.
I put Meg on this motherfucking phone right now. Meg, you there, darling?
Oh, my
God. All right, just let me know, man. Let me know. Y'all know how it is, man. Ain't no such thing. Yo,
mute him.
What up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hi,
ladies.
Finally, we got another lady on. Meg, cool people, though. And this is one of the bitches Pep was just talking
just
about.
Just so y'all know, Golden Squad will give away free dick. How you think I'm going to price, you know? It's just a fact. I'm sorry.
This
no,
is what
no offense. Just gotta share with y'all. Everything come with a price. Everything good come with a price, baby.
This is what happens when you get more than one Golden Squad nigga on a tour.
Yo, and Clip had me pissed. Clip had me pissed. Like, he ain't even called me up. I'd have tore Shorty up. You could have gave me two of them. The Oscar price, you know. I'd have went crazy in that room, yo. That shit would have looked like a wrestling match.
You and Pep, yo.
And you know I would have came in with the belt.
Yo, if y'all listening, call us up 773-897-6224. We are talking about battle rap groupies, male and female. We want to know what the difference is, who y'all are, what's the thin line between a male groupie, a female groupie. We trying to figure it out right now. We just waiting on, I guess, caller Dot to call up, and then we're going to get into that.
The male groupie is really, it's really disgusting to watch, man. Like, as far as social networks is where I see it at. And it's like, motherfucker, like, okay, like, a battle rapper a battle rapper with some notoriety will post in the group. Just say some dumb shit, like, which, I can't even think of nothing dumb to say. Just say dumb
shit. Okay,
but
we get it. He'll say something dumb.
Yeah. And then you have 50 motherfuckers just like it, just to be noticed. Like, my mans was saying, I forgot who it was. That, as a matter of fact, it was Fettuccine on there. Like, you were saying, motherfuckers, the groupies, they just pop up just to get some notoriety. Any type of notoriety. No goal, just to say, hey, I'm here. Hey, what's up?
Hey, man,
well,
I don't got time for no, hey, I'm here type of motherfucker, so stay from around me.
Really don't.
But
that's what a groupie is. That's exactly what a groupie is. I'm here to do whatever you need me to do. It's for you to like me.
No, I can agree though, cause I've seen like a battle rapper that everybody knows will post something, and niggas will just write anything on it or like it just so that.
That's when that it's extreme dick riding.
That's what groupies do.
That's groupie shit. That's really some groupie shit. Cause I'm not gonna like your status just cause you sue surf. I don't give a damn what you wrote.
If I don't like your status because I want to like it because I actually, you know, whatever. But I'm not going to like your status because you shoot surf or you hit and holler somebody. I don't know, but niggas will do that. Niggas will see somebody write like that, of that caliber, write something, and then just be like, oh, nah, I got to see him.
And there's your male groupie, your male battle rap groupie. There, you got that one.
All right, and then, okay, so we all know the female. So what about the female battle rap groupie?
I mean, a female battle rap groupie, I mean, it's just like a, just any type of rap groupie, you know, any type of groupie, period, of music. You know what I mean, it's basically the same definition. Like I said, I'm here to please you. I'm here to do whatever you need to be done just so I can be around you. I mean, so that, but they just fuck. They fuck dudes. That's what, that's
the
only
thing.
Yeah,
they actually get to fuck
them.
Wear fucking heels, you know what I mean, to a battle rap. No diss to the girls that wear heels to the battle rap events, but you're doing too much. It's too fucking much. You stand up.
I'm a diss. I don't care because they was upset of what I had. Listen, I can't help the way my body looks. I can't. Like, I cannot. And
she doesn't ever say with me, Z. Let me explain
upset
something.
Upset because I had on like these jeans, high waisted jeans, and okay, they made my butt look a little bulbous. Okay, but they were so upset that there were other women there that looked like women, that looked decent, just like they did, that was taking, I guess, the attention off of them and onto someone else.
I'm going to make this personal, very personal, because Nico is my baby, if anybody does not know. And if you are familiar with me, I go hard for the people I fuck with, therefore that means I will shoot your ass. Now, let me explain something to you. The bitches that was hating, I had to have been drunk because I don't remember this conversation because I would have addressed it then. I'm a very live individual, and I'm a very direct motherfucker, too. The bitches that were hating had beauty supply packed weave in their head first. That's first. Secondly, bitch looked like Big Bird and the fucking fish blended together. And you built like a fucking box. Now, let me explain something to you. Nico, don't ever be ashamed.
Yay.
Don't shame.
Oh, no,
they
that's
can do
not,
what
I'm
they
not.
Want.
That's why I made that post. I'm not. That's not. That's why I made that post. I'm never going to be ashamed. I feel like no matter what I was, what I look like, what my body looks like, I'm gonna wear it and do whatever I want just because I'm me and I like to do what I like to do. I cannot help it that you are shaped like a freak thing. That's not my fault. That's not my fault. I can't control that. You can control that. And you are letting the fact that you're shaped like that make you bitter towards other women that's not. Like, that's something that you had to take up with Dr. Miami and, like, Dr. Phil. Like, you had to figure that out ASAP because y'all need to learn some self-love, self-awareness, something, because y'all letting it affect the wrong things in life, I honestly tell you. But, yeah, like, at the event, and not even just at the con, it was just at events in general. Battle rap women, or the girls that are involved in battle rap, they do not support each other. That's why I say it. That's why I've always said I don't see female battle rap reaching the status or the height to which male battle rap will go or can go. Because women battle rap only do pull each other down and tear each other down. They do not uplift each other. They do not help each other. They don't support each other. They don't share each other's battles. At least I don't see it. But with the niggas, they don't give a damn. They help each other. They support each other. The bitches of battle rap, they all arguing over the same guys, over the same battle. That's why they never gonna elevate themselves. So they just train around. Battle rap day. It's only about like 5 bitches in the battle rap that I can really honestly say is.
This is when I was like doing like this podcast the other day, and this is when it was just like the difference in men and women is because men unfortunately have more logic and understanding when they do their reasoning. Bitches is retarded, so that means they run off strictly emotion. You made me feel this way, so I'm not gonna fuck with you. I'm not gonna support you. I'm not gonna give you credit where credit is due. I'm going to hate because I'm not doing what you're doing. I'm not matching your efforts. Like, it's just
but
so
it's
retarded.
Niggas that act like bitches that do that, too. So it's a lot of
bitches.
Oh,
I can totally respect that.
So it ain't as easy as y'all might think it is. It's tough. It's tough to get some motherfucking support from niggas, too. Niggas act like bitches. They hate just strong.
Like Jay said, women run off emotions. Like,
I think that the reason men will pull their support is different, though. When you say, like, men think like, no, I think men will pull their support for other reasons, like, a bit more rational. Some men are irrational, and they be in their feelings, but for the most part, they wouldn't pull their support based upon, like, some, like, fly-by-night emotion that they had in that very moment. Women will act right there, I'm not fucking, like, with you type of thing. I don't know. Like the, I guess like, I'm a, like the, what's some fool's name? The Dot Mob niggas, like when they, I think they spoke out of emotion. I said this last week and I still stand on that. Like the K-Shine them bullshit that they going through. Like when I watched the Rain hate report with K-Shine, he said he wasn't aware that he wasn't Dot Mob no more until somebody directed him to the blog that Mook had and said he wasn't Dot Mob anymore. So at what point do you like say, okay, we friends, and we deeper than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That just comes with battle rap. Motherfuckers be friends and just come. That's what I can't do. Motherfuckers be clicking with motherfuckers they don't even personally really even know. So that's,
we can't even
call it.
I think, like Jay was saying, women run off emotion and men run off logic. Women run off emotion. A woman will tell you.
Generally, yeah.
A woman would tell you 1 + 2 = 4 if the number 3 hurt her feelings. Like no, for real. You ask me 1 + 2, I'm gonna say 4 because I don't like number 3. I'm gonna say because I don't like 3 because we run off emotion. That's just how we were made. You know what I'm saying? And we tend to let emotion take over, and we tend to let that make us make the wrong decisions a lot of the time. And that is exactly why I say. Women in battle rap, I don't see it reaching that status. Like, I don't see it. Shout out to the women that do support each other in battle rap, and shout out to the women that, because, like, for example, like I said, there's 5, maybe less than that, of women that I will say I fuck with in battle rap that I support wholeheartedly. The rest of them, they just all waiting for you to fail. They just waiting for you to fail, waiting for you to do bad, waiting for you to mess up somehow, and shout out to speaking of which, because she just crossed my mind. I just seen her tag me not so long ago. She just crossed my mind. Shout out to Ash Cash, because that is somebody that's in battle rap that I would say that I can wholeheartedly fuck with 100%. Like, I will always, and people always got something negative to say about her. People have always got some bullshit, the same bullshit to say. But
what do you say?
Since I met her, and gotten to know her, she's been the same person I've been down ever since. So and it's not like many women like that are in battle rap that will really fuck with you and support you and support what you're doing. They too busy over here fighting over being groupies, being groupies over battle rap.
I'm not gonna
too busy
speak on
it. Too busy, but they're too busy fighting over battle rap to support you. It's true. It's the nasty truth. They're too busy.
Who is this
too busy. Too busy fighting over better updates to support. I'm gonna put back on. I seen it and then it went away. I seen somebody wanted to go live, and then it went away. So,
I think
yeah,
that
like
want to go back live.
Of course, he wants to go back. All he wants to do is talk. All Fetty wants to do is talk. He needs his own radio show. What is it that
he
you
said
want
he
to
was
say,
taking
man?
Over? He said
yeah,
he was,
I was
taking
thinking
over.
That, I was thinking that, you know what I mean, since y'all paying
Lord.
You know what I mean? Y'all need Martin and Tommy up here.
Where's Tommy at? I got my Tommy, but thank you.
Oh, yeah. Tell that nigga get on the show, man.
I got my Tommy, but thank you. So if you want to be a Martin somewhere, you want to be Martin, that's fine, but I got my Tommy. So, you know. What happened? He's working, but he's listening. But
she
I got
her Tommy. Pam got her Tommy.
I got
y'all
my
so
Tommy,
fucking
but
gay.
Thank you. This is exactly why I be saying I just don't care about you. But I love battle rap too much to care about what y'all do with y'all penises. Like, what y'all do with y'all
penises? I don't care about the personal life thing. Like, I
don't care about your personal life. I gotta say, if me and you aren't actually real friends, I'm not sure
I don't care.
I can't say I 500% care about what your personal life.
Like if,
no,
if
I know for sure I don't care.
No, but like if something tragic happens to you, I'm gonna send out like condolences and it's
but that's
really
human
joyous,
though.
Like,
that's being human. It's not to
right,
say don't
human,
like
right.
care about people, but it's to say like get off some dick. That's what the fuck it's to say. Like
hop
off.
Yeah, I can't say I really care. Like if you say I decided I'm fucking so and so, I don't care who you fuck. I don't care what you do.
That's why I don't like, I be trying to fuck with female battle rap, but when the females battle, if I got to hear about who you fucking and sucking, I don't care.
But that's never going to change. We're never going to stop hearing about who's so-and-so. If you hear, listen, two females go in the battle, you're going to hear at least one dick sucking mention.
Not with all of them,
not with all of them, but you're going to hear it. You're going to hear a hoe. You're going to hear somebody's a hoe. You suck somebody's dick somewhere.
You bringing up a nigga.
You bringing it up. It's
but
gonna
that's
happen.
Like male battle rap. The male battle rap, you're going to hear about somebody being pussy, somebody being a punk. So it's like, it's about
you
someone
you
can say something
hear,
like that. That's a downplay.
With male battle rappers, you don't hear it as often as you hear with females. You hear female battle rappers. First of all, that's why, yada, 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 you suck. Okay. Like, I'm a female, you're a female. We're going to have sex. That's the bottom line. I don't want to hear about who you have sex with, though. That's not bars. I don't care. Of course, you're a female. You're going to have sex. That's end of story. I don't care to hear who you're doing it with, though. Like, if I wasn't there, I don't care. Nico wasn't there. Nico don't care. All right, we mute and steady again because he's talking too much.
Yeah, I don't want to talk no more. Y'all, I'm out of here. I don't want to talk no more. I just wanted to listen. I ain't know how to take my, like, I don't know how to not talk no more.
Number 872212, you are live with Pam and Gina. What is a battle rap groupie? 872212.
I don't know if they meant to press one because I heard a lot of music.
I heard music and then they went ghost mode. We have another one though.
901.
Right, 901, you are live. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you
hear
me?
Okay, I'm in. Yeah, I can hear you.
What's going on? Who are we talking to?
This is Mayor Rose.
Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you
that's
from?
A that looks like
Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah,
oh, I heard the accent. Okay, so we've been talking about battle rap groupies, male and female. What would you consider to be a male or female groupie?
Say it one more time for me.
We have been talking about battle rap female and male groupies. What would you consider to be a female or male groupie?
A male groupie. He's like, he one of them type of folks, like, he go along with everything, like, he agree with everything. He don't really just speak his mind.
He
just
don't have
go along
opinion.
With it. Yeah, like, he even if his nigga got body, he clearly see that he like, nah, fuck that, he want blah, 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 like, that type of shit.
You don't think that's, like, dick riding, though? I mean, I know it's, like, the same, but you don't think maybe that's, like, dick riding a little bit?
Yeah, it's probably more on that side, but, like, well, a groupie, like, I think it can be the same in the same category.
Yeah, because I think as far as, like, a nigga who never wants to admit that his man took a loss, I feel like you a dick rider. Like, I feel like
right.
You're a dick rider. I don't necessarily think you a groupie. I feel like you just a dick rider. Like, you clearly can't tell when your man gets, like, got smoked. You a dick rider. You're not a groupie, but you a dick rider. A male battle rap groupie, I feel like, you'll try to talk to bitches you know that are popping just so that you can say that she's fucking with you. Like, you're trying to talk to, say you're trying to talk to Miss Hustle just so you can be like, oh, Miss Hustle and I was fucking with each other. Just so you can get some shine a little bit. That's what I think
yeah,
a male
right.
battle rap groupie is. But I wouldn't necessarily say a male groupie is somebody who never tells their man that they lost. You're just a dumbass. You're just a dick writer. Simple.
I ain't saying nothing
at
about
that point, you a dick writer. at that point in time, you are officially a dick writer. That's my honest opinion.
That's what
I think. But Thank you for, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Mero.
Mero, thank you for calling and showing him and Gina love. I'm going to mute you because I got to tell a call what's going on with our guest.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so I just spoke to Don. He's having trouble with his phone. I don't know what's going on with his phone or what's going on with his connection or whatever. He's having a little bit of technical difficulties. So we're going to wait and see if he can get it together. In the meantime, we're just still going to talk about this. I think this topic's kind of interesting.
We can talk about the battle that dropped today. The cartel put it out. I did watch it. Danger Zone and B-Magic. I did catch
and
it. I'm going to go ahead and say every round Danger Zone took that. Shout out to Writers Block. Them niggas are so official for me. My favorite is a part of Writers Block.
Danger Zone been having the best year ever.
Hey, he mentioned that in there. He was like, take another look. It's Battle of the Year. And I can really give him that. Somebody going to tell me it's because he grew the beard and he stopped trying to look like Cole. But that nigga still look like Cole. He will fit right in with him and Gina. He going to fit right. He fit right in. Nigga, this nigga said a bar with random spoons, and you know I screamed at the fucking TV. Like, I couldn't even stop. I said, he fits in with the Pam and Gina whole thing. I'm going to give every round to Danger Zone.
So it was a 3-0.
Yeah, I'm not going to say B-Magic didn't have nothing, but I'm going to say every round Danger Zone definitely took that. And he was well aware.
So it was a 3-0 nobody.
He was a smooth, confident Danger Zone, and he took that. With the bars, along with the bars, well written type of shit, and he did what he was supposed to do. The cartel, shout out to their effects. I know it was John Doe responsible for all they sound effects and like the edit. Love John Doe.
Love you, John Doe. Let me stop.
The effects
were
dope.
Me out tomorrow.
You know he's going to. If he's listening or any point, tune in later.
He's
gonna definitely going to.
He's going to curse me until tomorrow.
Yeah,
you're
going to hear that later. I'm trying to figure out what this 111 number is. It's on my thing, and it's bothering me. I don't know if that means somebody called in private or what. Like, I don't know.
I see it, too. 111, that's not a real number, so I'm not even going to go ahead and unmute you. But what was I going to say? Yeah, I need to go see Danger Zone and Remastered because I heard Danger Zone. I heard Danger Zone cooked in that battle, too. He's literally having the best year ever. Like,
B-Magic was saying some shit, too. You can't take away B-Magic. He had his punches, but I'm definitely, it was, for me, it was a clear 3-0. It wasn't necessarily a body. Like, it wasn't a body because, you know what I'm saying, B-Magic was punching back, but it was definitely a clear 3-0 for me, and that's just my opinion,
yeah.
So.
I got to go watch that.
You
got to
watch
it.
It's not even a long battle. It's like 20 minutes.
I want to talk about something real quick. Somebody I want to talk about real quick. Wait a minute. 111, the number now is starting to aggravate me because I think that's really a private number.
Yeah.
That is a private
fine
number.
So that's okay. It still counts the same for me, so at least they want to listen. So, hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Who?
Tyler.
What about
Tyler.
Him?
I feel like he is so, I made a post the other day, I feel like he is so slept on. I really do. I feel like he, like,
you
I'm
know what it
is,
it's just that he's
not,
it's not necessarily that he slept on because everybody knows him for punching. I think that he's not promoted well. I think that, you know how others are like, you see them more, you hear about them more, they're more talked about. I think that it's not necessarily that he slept on because once he's brought to your attention, you acknowledge and are aware of him, but it's the fact that he's not promoted well. I don't know who his management
is.
Nah,
I really think that he slept on because, okay, when I made the post, people were saying, well, he's boring, yada, yada. And some people was also saying, like, you know, he don't promote himself well enough and yada, 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 and he don't, you know, do what he's supposed to. But, I mean, you can only do but so much yourself. Like, it's only but so much that you can do because, okay, for prime example, somebody will just, like, Danger Zone will just come out with a battle and we'll be talking about it forever and ever and ever and ever. I feel like people just don't fuck with Tyler. I really feel like and his opponents be ducking him, like legitimately be ducking him. Like, he'll have an opponent, and he'll just be ducking him. Like, lyrically, if you listen to the things that Tyrell will say lyrically, that nigga's a fucking monster. He is so dope. And I just don't understand why he's so fucked on. Like, I've been thinking about that, and that nigga's really fucked on.
You know what it is? Because we don't, you know how we breathe life into other situations? If you're not, it got to be, like, you got to be in the middle of a controversy for, like, the battle rap fans to even pay attention. It got to be some extra bullshit going on for you to, like.
So you mean to tell me Tyrell has to accidentally expose his dick?
No, I don't want
like,
him
oh,
to.
I don't want him to sell his soul
in order for people to, like, take notice because of some bullshit. They wouldn't take notice because they actually, you know what I'm saying, are taking notice to his talent. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody.
No, I get it, because I don't want
to
have
like
to be
James, like James is on, for instance. Like, he became a staple immediately following, like, everybody was on them Dangerlands. Like, they was making fun of his fucking boots. Like, that shit was mentioned every fucking battle, everywhere, to end. Like, it happened to be, like, the thing, like, for a second. And then they took notice to that, which, I mean, it's nothing big or too negative, but it was still, like, something outside of just rapping. You know what I'm saying? You just got to have, like, you got to find your niche. You got
to
find your niche.
We got to get him on the show. We have to get him on the show because he's cold in this equation. So we have to figure out how to work Danger Zone into the equation because he would be cold. So we would have to figure out how to work him into the equation. But I get it. I feel like it's kind of corny. And it's so, you're right, but it's so wrong that something has to happen before people, like some kind of controversy, some kind of scandal, something like that has to happen first before niggas will actually want to say they fuck with you. Like, I think that is so corny. Like, you have to fuck with, somebody has to hear that you fucking with somebody or not fucking with somebody, nudes get leaked. Some shit has to happen before niggas be like, oh, shit, like, yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, I mean, I just feel like, I
this,
know, I feel
like brings me
off.
To the, this brings me to, like, what I, part of me feels like, no, and I'm not saying, like, they not really into it, but, like, how URL is, like, every fucking day dropping two or three NWX diss to Dot Mob or whatever. Like, it's something, like, I feel like they're promoting a fight, which, I mean, makes sense. Sell that shit if eventually they're going to make, like, an NWX versus Dot Mob card. Like, okay. But it's just, like, damn, it's, like, overkill. Like, this is, for me, losing a friend, especially like a friend, like a 10-year, 10, 15, 20-year friend, for me, that's a real situation. And I wouldn't care to sell it to the media. Like, I would be, to me, that's like, part of me would be hurt. Like, or not necessarily, that's like, not grieving, but goddamn, like, we got to be mindful that he was standing with Dot Mob. Like, I swear to God, no diss to K-Shine, but I swear I knew him as that get that nigga Rex ass nigga before he made his own, like, when he was just the shadow, the hype man, before he, like, made his zip him up shit and was taking out, like, doing his own thing. So, for me, it's just, like, they cutting their friendship short, and I feel like they all, on both sides, selling each other out to even speak on it. So, it's, like, granted, battle rap fans will want to understand, but I think it can be a more, like,
no,
it just can be approached differently. That's like,
no,
like
I,
me and you fell out of something, and then I go to somewhere else, and like we fell out with our other little radio station, but you don't see us like going around like bashing, like you know what I'm saying?
Not
and
more.
We know what the fuck it was, shit. Like you know what I'm saying? Nigga, we said one thing about that nigga. This shit, they constantly.
We just said
one
thing
other.
Though, but they're constantly going.
It's a
on
constant,
and, on.
And they have a longer friendship, like they have a longer history with each other, so.
Right,
point,
so it's a little, at what point does it stop? I
to me,
it.
That's, I don't know, I can't respect it. Like, I get that they, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but it's being spoke on a little too much. I think they all should have spoke their piece, and it should have literally said K-Shine, Mook, and T-Rex, and then that should have been the end of it. Everybody else speaking on their situation and giving their opinion and inserting themselves in their quote-unquote beef. It's like, that is when it becomes like, all right, this is too fucking much. What's the goal here? The goal is to what? Like, that's when I don't understand it. I don't understand the goal. Like, what are they doing it for? Like, now shut up. Now shit, I'm tired of it. You only can say so much, goddamn it. Who the fuck are y'all? That's
no,
it.
I
that's
agree.
All I have to say.
I agree. Like, I agree wholeheartedly. But we have, I'm going to take one more call. We're going to take one more caller because I see somebody who's been holding for a little bit. 347-898, you're the last caller of the night.
No mercy. What's going on?
Mercy.
Hi.
See,
what's
that's why you gotta fuck with people that fuck with
what,
you.
What the fuck is up, man?
Nothing much. Same old, same old. We're just listening to y'all show. You know what I mean? I agree on a lot of the points that y'all had about, first of all, as far as battle rappers having to have a gimmick in order to stand out. You know, if you go to Verse Tracker, I think they said it's like 45,000 battle rappers or some shit like that.
Is
so
it?
You have to have something. I think it might be that many. I'm not sure.
What?
Shit.
45,000?
It's some crazy number.
That's the hell no, man. I can't believe that.
45,000?
Hell no, man. Ain't no way in hell, man.
But nah, it's a big number. It's in the five digits, I know. But it's just that it's so many battlers and it's so many battles dropping per day that you have to have something to stand out about you in order to make
it
and get noticed.
I get it.
You
no,
know, like
with
you got Danger Zone with the Danger Lands. You got Dot being the Reach Guard. Like, you know, all these different things. You got to have something other than just showing up and rapping.
No, I
that's
get it, but it's like, I understand having a gimmick and then just selling a token. Like, I feel like, what if they, like, just a complete asshole? He's not a gimmick. He is just a complete idiot. Like, I don't feel like there's no gimmick.
You know, once it went from just being, like, on a corner rapping, when it went from being on a corner rapping and it went, like, the larger stage and, like, to being something bigger, that is when the gimmick became essential for, like, your whole persona. Like, if you wanted to be recognized, because now niggas ain't just listening to you rap on the block. Like, niggas, like, people are traveling. You catching almost national, sometimes international fucking attention. You have to stand out. It's kind of unfortunate, but it kind of, like, I understand it. But in the same, I don't like the fuck shit gimmicks. Like, if you can work some fashion brand, push that, like, or whatever, but like I don't like the extra shit. Like that's just my personal preference.
I feel like Daylight has a fuck shit gimmick. Like I feel like he.
Oh hell yeah! I don't respect any gimmick this nigga pull. Like
I never.
I personally don't respect the shit. It's just too much.
I don't care what he do. Everything that he does annoys me. Literally everything that he does irks my nerves. I don't care what it is. I'm not saying that he's not talented. I'm not saying that what he does isn't good. I'm not saying that he's not a good rapper. But everything he does literally drives me nuts. It makes my skin boil. It literally makes me boil. Like
what?
You. My skin boil. My blood boil.
You know what?
I meant to say blood. My blood boil. My skin bubble. It's like it just irks me. I can't sit and watch Daylight and be like, oh shit. Like I just get annoyed as soon as I see him get on stage. Like, get off my time.
What else you
want to
speak on, Mercy? Because we had a few topics today besides the gimmick part. Like, as far as like maybe the goofy part.
I don't think Mercy was on the whole time. Because that was what I touched on. I touched on what had happened this weekend. I know he would have wanted to talk about that because he even made a blog about it. So I know he would have wanted to touch on that. But, your only gimmick should be your bars and your delivery and your performance. That should be your gimmick. Like, I feel like before that was a reach bar. He didn't, I mean, I'm sure writing it, he knew that maybe some of them were reaches and shit, but that got put on him. Like, that's not something he came and said, I'm the reach fighter. That just got put on him being the reach fighter. He came out with
doing his bars, having the performance that he got, and being the way he is. And then so later on, people started catching on and started calling him the Reach God and so on and so forth. But I don't feel like people should go into something with a get, like, especially not some battle rap with no damn gimmick. Ain't no 45,000 battle rap. Fuck out of here. That number is off. That ain't right. That number ain't right. 45,000 my ass. It's 45,000.
That is a fucking huge number. Like I'm trying to like even conceptualize. I can't grasp that though. 45,000.
No.
Hell no. No.
We count all battle rappers like and their supporters. There ain't no way it's 45,000. They're counting battle rappers and battle rap supporters. Like, there's no way it's 45,000. But we're gonna wind down the show. Y'all gotta make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and let us know what y'all want to talk about, because we like to talk about what y'all like to talk about. If y'all want to talk about it, we want to talk about it. That's what we do. We talk about what y'all are too afraid to talk about, I should say. We don't got no social. So whatever y'all want to talk about, we'll talk about it. Do you want to give your plug? Because you went ghost.
You want me? Who? No Mercy?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Mercy went ghost.
He did get quiet, isn't it? It's cute.
Go ahead, Jay. Go, because we're going to wind down and give, we're going to wind down and come back. Wait,
okay,
I think Mercy wants to be unmuted. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, y'all muted the hell out of me. What's going on, Nick?
The background
noise. I thought we were strapped
to die. Noise. Always, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know what time it is. Nah, I couldn't hear you after a while, and I heard this, you know, the New York subway. Them shits be loud.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah, the NWX and Dot Mob thing. Yeah,
yeah.
With that whole thing, I just think that's something that should have been kept from media. Like, that ain't nothing that you could really take sides with. It's just something that shouldn't have came out the way it did.
Nah, I agree.
Like, those guys are brothers, man. They've been rocking out for over a decade. So it's like,
yeah,
why
it's
now all
time.
Of a sudden is there issues like that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I've been friends with some girls since I've been in this fucking sixth grade. And we didn't legit, like, they swear they, like, a fight fist in the street. I didn't physically fought one of my friends. I still call this bitch my sister. I'm not on, like, going around the fucking city, like, oh, it's like, oh, she not with me no more. We beefing. Like, if we ain't cool, we not cool. I didn't feel like I was friends and not been friends. I'm not making public as. That just doesn't make sense. To me, I'm trying to make logic out of it, and I can't find, a rational, thought to why somebody would. Like, I get, y'all a persona. Like, y'all have, this whatever, little stage name. But according to them, Dot Mob ain't just battle rap niggas. Dot Mob is a real fucking thing.
Exactly. It's supposed
to be a
battle
family. Rap. So why bring that to battle rap? Like, y'all was friends outside of battle rap. Why are you bringing the fall of a friendship to the attention of battle rap? Like, they trying to force us to keep that deep. Like, I mean, I hate to see friends fall out over whatever the fucking reason is, but at the same time, why are you force bringing that to our attention? Because we shouldn't even know
That lets you know the bond ain't really there. Because if the bond is there, nothing's going to come between
people. Nothing should come between it. Yeah, nothing. Nothing and nobody.
I got people I done came up with, from the sandbox, and it's like, ain't nothing been able to ever separate us. Like, nothing been able to stop us from getting on the phone and calling each other, expressing, you know, what's wrong or whatever the case is. Like, I don't
know
how
to do that. That's real friends, though. You got my number. That's what I'm saying. Like, we friends, you have my number. You know my mother, most likely. You know my fucking email. You have 50,000 lines of communication to get to me
to tell me you got some type of fucking problem. So why would you go to a
fucking
blog?
If you don't have
blog?
My number, then you don't know me well enough.
Like,
to
then
have
you
a
might,
problem.
Then you don't really have a problem with me. For real, you don't know me well enough to have a problem with me if you don't have my fucking personal contact information. So at what point
seriously
do you say I'm gonna well, blog first and tell the blog first that this nigga not dot mob no more? That was the first fucking mistake. Like that was we. I noticed that he wasn't saying dot mob every battle. He was saying, but at the time he's rapping under NWA. So why would he's not saying he's no longer dot mob? It's just he's doing something else related to battle rap. He still was in K-Shot, and to my understanding from what I got from the blog, K-Shot in his head was still fucking with the niggas. It's just when he was doing the battle rap shit, it was NWA. That was a better move for him at the time. And if they were real
yeah
friends, they would have respected and applauded that. I'm never going to hold my man for making a better move. Like, if like for instance, if Nico got an opportunity, I'm not going to ever tell her don't take that opportunity if it's best for her at the moment. A real friend will understand and support that. I'm still there, like, to be your friend. I'm not going
to
be mad.
You really have to love battle rap to let it come between.
Let
it come between friendships like that. You really have to love battle rap. Like, battle rap literally has to be life to you.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know, man. These guys are just different. These guys are just different. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's crazy.
Nah, they really are different.
It's in the milk,
that's
man
a fact.
Stop drinking the milk. Stop drinking
it's
the milk.
It's something
and the
in
water
the milk and the water.
There's something in the milk and the water. Niggas is bred
something
different. I ain't never seen these genetic
the
makeup.
These niggas, nope. Nah, something in the milk and the water got these niggas acting like they got mad cow disease. Like, I don't know what it is. But boy, it's an epidemic going on. Yo, Mercy, thank you for calling, man, and showing up. You know I
anytime.
You know I motherfucking appreciate it. So we're going to wind down. We're going to go ahead and give our flowers because we reached the end of our fucking
yeah
fabulous show.
I appreciate every caller, everybody that talked their shit today. I appreciate
yo,
all of
y'all
you guys
making the show lit, man, for real. We appreciate it. Like I said, if there's something y'all want to talk about, if there's something y'all want us to talk about, y'all want to call up and talk about it, battle rap related, let us know. Like, we will, trust me, we will talk about it. We will touch on it, talk about it, speak about it, all that. I'll go ahead and do my plugs first because you know my plugs can take at least 10 minutes.
I already know. Go ahead.
depending on how I say it. It could take like 15 minutes. Follow me on, I'm not really on Twitter, but if you want to tweet me, I am Miss MS Fave Darkskin on Twitter. I got to get my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook name together. I got to get it together. I'm trying to
we've
figure
been
it out.
On
I'm trying
it
to,
since June.
We've been
working on
it
since
out
June.
I know. I'm trying to get it together. I really am. On Instagram, I'm Nice Look Nico. NICEE Look _ Nico. Facebook is just Nico Nicole. So you can follow me, add me, send me a request, whatever. And make sure, please, y'all also follow the trap on everything, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, The Trap New York on Twitter, The Trap New York on Facebook, and The Trap New York on Instagram. We just had a call on Sunday. We have one coming up in 2 more weeks, December 19th. The venue and the time and all that stuff, we will be releasing that information this week, so stay tuned. Now, the only way to stay tuned is to follow us on all the social media sites and also to subscribe to the page on YouTube, The Trap New York on YouTube as well. Make sure y'all watch the videos, all that stuff. What else is there? And also, we got an event coming up January. We just gonna keep dropping, keep dropping cards in everybody's head just to piss y'all off.
Keep them watching.
So like I said, just make sure y'all follow everything, all the social media sites, The Trap New York. And I think that's everything. Yep, that's everything.
That's you?
Awesome.
That's you?
That's
you know
what's that's funny? You.
That's cute and shit. it is your girl, Jaquise. Jaquise J on Facebook. That's Jaquise. I am the half of the Pam and Gina duo. Of course, I'm the caramel slash light skin one, so I'm Gina. You can follow me on Instagram
BKA underscore Jaquece, which is, again, J-A-Q-U-E-C-E. You can also tweet me. I don't really be on Twitter like that, but I definitely get the emails. If you DM or tweet me, I will see it and respond. I am very interactive with people. You can follow our own. We have a battle rap, Pam and Gina, Instagram. It's BRS, Pam and Gina, and that's BRSPAMANDGINA. Of course, we're posting our flyers and updates and pictures and shit because we do go through
all the stuff you want to know.
We are there, right? We are there. We are active.
Yeah, we
in the posters. We're not just talking shit from a distance. We show up. We take our time. We spend our money. And we support the culture as a whole. No battle rap groupies this way. Hashtag speak next
time. Speak next
time. Fuck with us. Speak next time. We probably get the Facebook page going up in a week.
Yes.
Facebook
page coming. Just wait on it. Catch us again next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 9 p.m., 8 p.m., what is it, Coastal Standard Time? Central Standard
it's
Time?
Central.
Is it Coastal?
Coastal.
Why have I been saying Coastal?
So it's 9 p.m. Eastern. We have 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and then 8 p.m. Central Standard Time,
you know
same place, same time. The number
coastal
is, I don't know why. The number is going to be 773-897-6224. If you want to ever talk shit, you call that number, press 1. We are here for all the debates and talks.
I
and all the
shit have been saying Coastal Time.
No
unbelievable.
Radio, battle rap, and Gina, no filter radio.
Yes, same place,
Tuesday.
same time. Let us know what y'all want to talk about, man. Good night. We'll see y'all next week.
Good night, everybody.